Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, of course, alongside Coach Binge. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Glad to hear. Well, this is going to be a little bit of a different episode than usual because you guys did not play at all this past week. Coming off the Warren and Plainfield games, your game on Tuesday got postponed. Can you kind of, let's talk about that real quick. Where were you when you found that out and kind of the postponed there? And how do you break something like that to your team? You just send like a massive message, or how's that kind of go?
Well, yeah, I mean, last Monday after we had talked, after we did the interview, I get an email forwarded to me that Addicts couldn't play because they had players and coaches with COVID. And so we couldn't play Tuesday. And this week we're also supposed to play Lawrence Central. But they moved it back because they had a big wrestling tournament, I think, at their place on Saturday. So that's moved back. But that was done a long time ago. So it makes this huge gap. And, you know, with the Addicts thing, it was, you know, the timing of it, because, like you say, we haven't played a game this week. So that's not necessarily what you want. But I think maybe the practice time hopefully will help us. And but, yeah, as far as telling the team, once I got home, I – sent it out to all the parents and players that our game had been postponed. And it is what it is. So I hope those players at Ags got recovered and we can have a good game. And our game is made up. There's December 16th is when we're going to play that game. So that's the Tuesday after the county tourney. We're going to play Addicts. So at least it didn't get canceled totally and we can get it made up and still play the game.
Well, there you go. A little bit of a breaking Binge news. December 16th, that game against Addicts, glad to hear. And, you know, we do talk about that, though. So how did Tuesday look then, if you found that out on, you know, Monday after the coach interview? How did Monday look then practice-wise, and what did y'all do, or how did Tuesday look?
Well, there's so much that we still need to get better at and do, and you know, understanding the game. We have a lot of young players. We do have a few really good seniors, but we have a lot of young players that need to learn, and just a style of play that we need to play to make us successful. And every day we're learning. And a lot of times when something like that happens, the players sort of shut down. They're a little disappointed, but I don't think our team did at all. They're trying to do the right things. And, if we keep trying, I think we're going to get there. But I've said that many a time. But even though we haven't played, I know we're not there yet. So we have got to get there and keep building, and that there has to be a belief in themselves and in the team and in the process.
Yeah, and again, just going back to this whole postponed thing, you know, we see it with the boys. Not necessarily that they've had any games postponed, but they have a three-week break here, so I'll just use them as an example. They don't have a game for quite a while. How can what can you do to keep your team up to game speed and game quality and game conditioning all throughout these practices that they're not a part of? Do you treat it more like try to get them up to quick, like kind of like the preseason maybe? I mean, you're trying to get everyone up to conditioning. How's that kind of work when you have a longer break like this and you're trying to keep everyone still in game speed?
Well, I don't know what the boys are going to do or what their plans on doing is, which is really difficult. And it seems at Ben Davis right now, a lot of schools are not playing us, both on the girls and the boys' side, which are local schools that you don't want to have to travel forever. So that's tough. And as far as a break in the schedule, I think you do a little more scrimmaging. You're able to actually play rather than drill as much as you normally do. And again, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to take a day off or whatever, which they probably don't need to because they really haven't had, too many games. So, you know, they probably have a lot to go over. I know, you know, Saturday is a good example for them. They got their game moved up and, you know, an early Saturday morning game, and they came out very lethargic at the beginning of the game and turned it up later on. But sometimes it's hard to overcome that, especially with a solid team like Zionsville. So, it's not ideal, and you have to, and as a coach, you have to do what you think's best for that particular team.
Yeah, and as a coach, how can you keep, you know, you just mentioned it, how the game got pushed up for the boys from 11:30. These different days that games get switched to now, or these different times, you know, 1 minute you're going to bed thinking you're playing at 1:30, and then all of a sudden, it's 11:30 now. Mm-hmm. So how can you kind of always teach your players to always be ready for anything that ever happens, in this crazy sports world that we have now?
Right. It's a growing experience because we've always done something a certain way. But, you know, something that I guess I'm glad that I don't coach is softball and baseball. I mean, you have those kind of things all the time. You're expecting to play. You get some rain. You don't even get to play the game. Or travel to another site, and all of a sudden you get a lightning bolt and you don't get a play, or it's delayed. I think that happened to the football team a couple times these past couple years. But it's difficult. It changes things, and you have to be able to adapt to it and be a little mentally stronger.
Well, yeah, hey, that's one of the positive things about coaching basketball. You don't really got to worry about that weather exactly too terribly much, unless I guess the only excuse would be like if the roads were unsafe to drive or right, something along those lines. But yeah, getting into, you know, it was obviously, we're just coming back from Thanksgiving break here up in Davis and probably most schools around. How have you, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving break, and what'd you do? Would you eat and whatnot? Or?
Well, it was great. I mean, Thanksgiving's good. I go over to my, I have a brother that's 6 years younger, not the one that coaches at Plainfield, but I got another brother that we go over to his house, and the whole family gets together, and, you know, it's a good time. We're able to have a lot of socialization and eat some good food, and my wife's a great cook, and his wife's a great cook, so maybe we eat a little too much. That was a great day, and then I had a birthday over the weekend also, yeah. So, you know, I able to celebrate that. And
happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Able to celebrate that on Sunday with everybody, so it's been a good time to see family and eat some good food.
Man, you must have been in a food coma with the birthday and Thanksgiving.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, how did birthday look? What'd you do?
We actually went out to Emmy's out here in Avon.
Oh, yeah. Love Emmy's.
For a little breakfast there, or brunch, I guess I should say. And so, it was a good time.
Awesome. Well, yeah, glad to hear that. And, you know, coming back, obviously we already talked about that, I guess, before I switch gears. I am curious for Thanksgiving and these kind of family get-togethers, whatever it may be for you and your family. Do you talk about basketball at all within your family or your little brothers at all, or how does it work there? Do you talk about that, or is it kind of like that's the one part where I really don't got to worry about that sport too much?
Well, yeah, we talk, probably not as much as we used to, but we still talk about it. I mean, he had a road trip to Evansville Memorial, and that was a conversation, you know, going down there and making that long road trip, and you know, that's, you know, with the weather being dicey, but down south it wasn't bad, so he was able to get that in. And so you just talk a few things, but not nearly as much as we used to.
Yeah, and how, obviously, tomorrow, before I get into that, I want to ask, what did practice look like for the whole week with that impromptu Tuesday practice kind of popping up? Or, I don't know, I assume you guys did have practice on Tuesday, correct?
Right, we did have practice.
So what did that kind of look like? Because I don't know. Did you have anything necessarily quote unquote like scheduled for that day or anything like that, or you just kind of had to spot something up last minute? How did practice look this week and overall Tuesday?
Well, we thought we were going to play, obviously. Now Monday's practice is what was a lot different. It was going to be a prep game for Addicts, and we changed that practice totally. And after Monday, we sort of knew what we needed to do Tuesday, and because of that, we didn't practice Thanksgiving Day, which, that's one of the first times in a long time that we haven't practiced on Thanksgiving. But since we didn't play until Tuesday, we're able to give them that day off. And so, like I said, there's a multitude of things that we need to get better at. And it gave us an opportunity Tuesday to cover some of those without preparing for a basketball game.
Okay, now we can get into the last little bit here. But you guys do face Cathedral tomorrow, obviously barring any delays or postponement. What are you kind of looking at for tomorrow night, and what are you kind of looking to get out of your group?
Well, Cathedral is very up and down team. I mean, they beat Jennings County, who's one of the best teams in the state, that beat Warsaw, and I mean, Cathedral was really good that day, and then they've been beat by a couple of average teams. Mm-hmm. So Cathedral's always going to play hard. Coach Finn used to coach with me over here, so it's always good to see her. But it's a game. I mean, we need to play a game, and it's a good team. And after coming off the Warren game, we need to do things better. So hopefully that'll take place tomorrow night.
Yeah, and you mentioned kind of up and down. You know, they are very up and down to your point, especially looking at their, like, final scores here over their last seven games this is. How weird is that kind of going up? I don't want to call them inconsistent, but, you know, we look at their wins here. You know, they've scored 30 or less three times, but also on the flip side of that, they've scored 50 or more three times. They have one lone game against Brebeuf, which was their first game where they scored 34. But besides that, it's either been 50 or more or 30 or less. So how can you kind of go into a game like that? And obviously, better defense from better teams and whatnot. And obviously, you have rough shooting nights, and you've dealt with a lot of that in your past where, mm-hmm. you know, obviously that was one of the biggest storylines just this, you know, beginning of the season. You got the good looks, just couldn't quite get the efficiency padded mm-hmm. down. So how can you go into a game with a team that is up and down and kind of handle that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I remember 2 years ago we went to Cathedral and it's like we weren't shooting well, and shoot, we went lights out. Zoe Wheeler hit like her first seven shots and hit like five threes right at the beginning, and she was like, you guys haven't shot well all year. It's like, you know, you sort of, yeah. I don't know why that happens, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Cathedral only scored 22 points against Warren Central, but yet they just beat Jeffersonville this last game and scored, like you said, over 50 points. I'm not sure of the exact score. I think they had 55-52, but, you know, they've got a nice, solid team. They've got a good team, and so it's a type of game that we need right now.
Yeah, and they kind of also seem more so like a team that is a lot of team heavy. You know, a lot of these last couple of teams, I guess, we faced, they've really been star heavy, if this makes sense. We go mm-hmm. back to Hamilton Southeastern or whatever the case may be. And you guys have faced these stars and these guards who are committed to these colleges who are just incredible, but they seem to more be like a well-rounded type of team that you don't have to necessarily focus in on one person. You know, just for example, like Caroline Wiggins and Maddie Wacko are two of their big players. So how much different is that from being able to key in on one player that's obviously going to make a huge impact while still trying to account for the rest of the team, rather than just trying to account for a team that you can trust everyone to guard their matchup with?
Right. You don't know who's going to go off for them. So they've got a very well-balanced team. And I think, like you said, so far, every team we've played has had Division I players. And, you know, I don't know if Cathedral will have that, but they've got a lot of very good players.
Yeah, and finally here, before we wrap up, I do just want to ask you, what is kind of the biggest thing you're looking to take away from tomorrow after what I guess would be 10-9 days since your last game now, last Saturday? So somewhere around that range, 9-10 days since your last game. What are you kind of trying to look out for in this game tomorrow night, and how can you avoid the rustiness?
Well, I think two things. Number one is total team effort. I think our players pretty much have given effort, but it has to be a connected effort where we're putting forth that effort as a team, knowing what each other are doing. And then the second thing is decision making. Decision making would be taking shots that you can hit or you should hit. And I think we have some decent shooters, but you know, we haven't shot well early in the year. I think the only one that we shot decently was Plainfield, and that was a win. So if we take good shots and have a great team effort, I think we are a very good basketball team.
Well, glad to hear that, and that'll wrap it up. A bit of a shorter episode with the Thanksgiving break and whatnot going on, but still got some good information. And again, tomorrow, Coach Binge and the Lady Giants face Cathedral. That's 7:30, and at Cathedral, too. So nice little away game for your first game. How are you kind of approaching that? Just going in that.
Yeah, we're sort of in an away
way stretch here
right now. So, yeah, we're going to play several away games in a row. We did get a home game for the county tourney, but several away games. And so looking forward to going out and visiting the Irish.
Well, awesome. And again, that's tomorrow right here. We'll have it on WBDG's Giant 90.9. Ben Davis, First Cathedral and Girls Basketball. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Binge Buzz, joined by, of course, Coach Binge. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.